The Washington Post and the Trump administration are at odds again. The Post reported yesterday that the Trump administration tried to stop former acting attorney general Sally Yates from testifying in the House investigation of possible Trump ties to Russia. Representative Devin Nunes, the Republican chair, canceled that hearing before anyone could testify. But at the White House press briefing yesterday, Press Secretary Sean Spicer called the claims about White House getting involved untrue.
I hope she testifies. I look forward to it. If they choose to move forward, great. We have no problem with her testifying, plain and simple. The report in the Washington Post is 100% false.
Well, but the Washington Post ran the story and its claims on the front page this morning. Joining us now, NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Robin.
And please put this in context for us. The Post based their story on letters that they'd acquired, posted on their website. We want you to tell us what they say for sure about the Trump administration's attitude about Yates testifying, but give us the context. What is her relation to these investigations?
Sure. So Yates was supposed to appear at this hearing yesterday before the House Intelligence Committee, along with the former CIA director, John Brennan, and the former director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. This was all before the hearing was abruptly called off, as you point out, by the Republican chairman, Devin Nunes. What we expected was that Yates was going to talk about the warning that she had delivered to the White House in the earliest days of the Trump administration about then-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The intelligence community had picked up phone conversations between Flynn and the Russian ambassador to the U.S. discussing sanctions against Russia. Now, Flynn had mischaracterized those conversations to his colleagues at the White House, and Yates and others felt that made Flynn vulnerable to pressure from the Russians. Remember, when the White House first learned about this misrepresentation, Flynn at first stayed on, but he was ultimately fired after Yates' warning became public. Now, all that's out there in the public record. We don't know how much Yates was going to add to that story had she testified yesterday. What we do know is her attorney sought permission from the Justice Department for her to testify. The Justice Department said, well, it's really up to the White House, so the attorney asked the White House. And before the White House could answer, Chairman Nunes called off the hearing. The suspicion might be that Nunes was acting at the behest of the White House. That's what Spicer denies. But in any event, this is sort of another knock for Chairman Nunes.
But what do the letters say?
Well, the letter, it goes from the attorney to the Justice Department saying, here's what we want Yates to testify about. At first, the Justice Department says, well, there might be some privilege issues there, but it's really not up to us to talk to. It's about the White House to talk to. So the attorney writes to the White House and gives the White House a deadline saying, if we don't hear from you by such and such a time, we're going to assume you're okay with this. And before the White House could respond, the hearing was called off.
Well, but the Post is reporting that, according to the letters, the Justice Department notified Yates this month that the administration considered her testimony to be off limits in a congressional hearing because the topics are covered by attorney-client privilege.
That's right. And that's not actually documented in the letters that the Post posted on its website. But that appears to be, the newspaper, the Post, seems to be working off something that was told to Yates's attorney and is not contained in the letters itself.
Okay. So we'll keep an eye on that. But meantime, we've got other things going on. Donald Trump saying that there may be a new health care deal quickly. Your sense?
You know, part of the president's trouble was he made a lot of promises during the campaign about health care that weren't really grounded in reality. He said he was going to cover everybody, it was going to be cheaper, there were going to be lower deductibles. None of that penciled out, and it certainly didn't match the Republican bill that House Speaker Paul Ryan actually came up with. Now it appears that President Trump is back in that sort of campaign over-promise mode, and it's being met with a lot of eye-rolling. Could he work with Democrats to get something done? Maybe. Certainly there are fixes one could make to shore up the individual market in the Affordable Care Act, which Speaker Ryan admits we're going to be living with for the foreseeable future. But in order to do that, Republicans would have to drop their repeal language. And so far, we haven't seen any indication from the White House that they're ready to do that.
And just briefly, Scott, Hillary Clinton made a speech last night to thousands of businesswomen in San Francisco. Your thoughts on her being back on the stage?
You know, she has been keeping a pretty low profile since the election. This was kind of a little bit of a coming out for the former Secretary of State. She was sort of funny. She talked about how there was no place she'd rather be, well, except maybe the White House. She lambasted the Trump administration over that photo that was widely circulated on social media with the vice president meeting with members of the House Freedom Caucus, all men, where they were talking about doing away with some of the protections in the Affordable Care Act for things like maternity care and that sort of thing. It was parodied with a picture of a bunch of dogs sitting around a table, supposedly talking about feline health care. And she also criticized the press secretary for being critical of a woman reporter in the briefing yesterday. Although, well, I have to say, Sean Spicer is sort of equal opportunity there. He's just as critical of the men in the White House briefing room.
Well, we're going to get to that. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You bet.